is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As hurricane and tropical storm Debbie drenched northern Florida and is now slowly passing over Georgia and the Carolinas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This did not bring the catastrophic hurricane force winds that we've seen in previous storms like Hurricane Ian, but it has and continues to produce lots of water.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Charleston, South Carolina, which is under curfew overnight.
Really the bullseye here, Savannah to Charleston, 12 to 18 inches of rain expected from Tropical Storm Debbie. But this is the real, like, doozy. If you look at the National Weather Hurricane Center forecast, some parts they predict could get up to 30 inches of rain, and that's where they start using words like historic and catastrophic.
A rocket attack on the Al-Assad coalition air base in Iraq caused U.S. injuries but no deaths. CBS's Olivia Gazis says Secretary of State Blinken is working to ease the heightened tension and threat of violence in the region.
The secretary just recently spoke to the Iraqi prime minister about this possibility. He worked the phones again today with Egyptian and Qatari counterparts, with Western diplomats, with what he said today was a simple message. All parties need to refrain from escalation and take steps to ease tension. It's not at all clear where we go from here.
After several days of sell-offs, world stock markets are mixed this hour. In Tokyo, the Nikkei index gained back all its losses and then some in Tuesday trading. Financial advisor Gene Peroni sees opportunity.
I think that the markets are still healthy. You know, the chatter now seems to be around whether or not we might enter a recession. I think that the market is not telegraphing that prospect at this point.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock futures are all showing gains this hour, led by the NASDAQ, up almost 2%. Longtime Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley is stepping down, and his replacement has been named.
Providence Bishop Richard Henning is still coming to terms with a new position he's been handpicked for by none other than Pope Francis.
I hope you hear my gratitude. I also ask for your prayers.
Henning will be installed as Archbishop on October 31st.
WBZ Radio's James Rojas reporting. It appears teen suicides went up after COVID lockdowns ended and students went back to school.
For some students, school closures may have offered a break from the stress of school, but upon school reopening, they were less resilient and less able to cope with those stresses again.
That's CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF, Dr. Celine Gounder. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058. Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
CBS's Matt Piper reports on a possible link between head injuries and PTSD in law enforcement.
Josh Walters is a deputy with the Franklin County, Ohio Sheriff's Department.
If I can't physically keep up, then it could be a life or death situation for somebody.
He was part of a new study of Ohio law enforcement that showed 74% reported a lifetime history of one or more head injuries, 30% happening on the job. Study researcher Dr. Jacqueline Cassesi.
The proportion of individuals who reported mild or greater depressive symptoms was higher in those who had a prior history of one or more head injuries.
Researchers are hoping for a concussion return to duty protocol for law enforcement, similar to practices already in place in sports and the military. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Twin Peaks creator David Lynch says he will most likely retire due to emphysema, a lung disease with no known cure. The 78-year-old filmmaker says he is no longer able to leave his home because he's afraid of contracting COVID, which would threaten his already weakened health. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds and some showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Heavy rainfall, our biggest concern. East winds and lows in the mid-60s. Still some showers and storms around through much of your Tuesday. Heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy in upper 60s. It's 69 at our studios.
Thank you. From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance.
Thank you. just go sleep. Turn the wider shade of fair.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers. And the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It hurts.
local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Heavy rains continue over Georgia and South Carolina from Tropical Storm Debbie. Savannah and Charleston are under curfew to keep people off flooding streets. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Savannah.
City officials have implemented a curfew.
Your message to people that are taking this lightly?
Don't.
55 years.
You've lived here your whole life?
My whole entire life, yes.
Have you ever gotten sandbags for a storm?
No, this is my first time.
Savannah resident Vera Young's